Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Is the annihilation of the solar system during the countdown towards the Day of Judgment consistent with our present-day knowledge? Is the question at hand. We will be dealing with this question in this short program, inshallah. In the first verse of Surah Takwir regarding the issue of resurrection, we read, "When the sun is covered and when the stars darken." In view of above verses, the question that comes up is the dying out of the sun and the solar system consistent with present-day scientific knowledge that we possess? Primarily, it ought to be realized that although the sun, a life-giving hub of the system of ours, is a mediocre and average star in comparison to other celestial stars per se, and in comparison to the Earth, it is extraordinarily gigantic. Its volume, according to studies conducted by scientists, being 1,300,000 times that of Earth. We thought the Earth is big. Well, guess what? The Sun is 1,300,000 times the size of the Earth. However, since it is at a distance of 150 million kilometers from us, it is seen in its present size. Okay, so hope you get the imagination and the picture in your head straight, right? So these are the realities that we know about the Earth, about the Sun, and about the distance of Sun from the Earth. It is sufficient for the purpose of personifying the greatness and expansiveness of the sun to know that if the earth and the moon were to be placed within the sun at the same distance as they presently possess, the moon would very comfortably revolve around the earth without even moving out of periphery of the sun. This is amazing. Just try to picture it in your head. The surface temperature of the sun is said to be in excess of 6,000 degrees centigrade, while its internal temperature is determined to be several million degrees. If we wish to mention its weight in terms of tons, we would have to follow up the figure 2, number 2, with 27 zeros, 2 billion, billion, billion tons. So now we know that what we're dealing with is this sun, this earth, this moon, the size of the sun, and we know some details that we're going to need throughout this discussion in order for us to comprehend, to an extent, of course, that as we proceed towards the Day of Judgment, right, the annihilation of the solar system during this countdown, you know, we're going to know some realities about it and whether if it's consistent with our present day knowledge or not. So based on what we know, we've given you some information that you need to keep in mind. We return from a short break. Based on that information we provided you, we're going to continue our discussion and prove that, yes, it is consistent with the knowledge that we possess today. Stay with us.
Travel of the Sun in the Space, in the words of Professor Gary Miller.
But here's another situation where it could have guessed incorrectly. Quran talks about the sun and how it travels through space. Now, if the sun is moving through space, there's at least two options. It could be traveling just as a stone would travel if you threw it, or it could be traveling with its own motion. Quran says it has its own motion, uses a form of the word sabaha, which if you use that word and you talk about a man, if you say he's did this yasba along the ground, you don't mean that somebody rolled him, you mean he's walking. If you say that of a man in water, you don't mean that he's floating, you mean he's swimming. If you say that of the sun, you don't mean that it's just flying through space, you mean it's turning as it goes through space. Well, the Quran says the sun turns. Is that an easy thing to discover? Can you tell the sun is turning? If you look at it, you can look for a second or two and you have to look away. You don't see any marks on it. You don't see anything after a few seconds. But in modern times, the equipment was made available to project the image of the sun down onto a tabletop so that you could look at it without being blinded. And then you see that after all, there are spots on the sun and they move. And the sun turns once every 25 days. So it is turning. But that's a modern discovery. A lucky guess. But the odds are 1 in 4 about getting guesses about the sun correct.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more. You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to your listeners. So the question that we are dealing with today is the dying out of the sun and the solar system, is it consistent with the present-day knowledge or not? Towering flames leap outwards from the surface of the sun. And we have talked about how huge, the enormous, gigantic the sun is, okay? Now, there are towering flames that leap outwards from the surface of the sun to a distance of more than 160,000 kilometers, a distance within which the Earth could easily get lost, since the diameter of Earth is no more than 12,000 kilometers. We thought the Earth is big, right? Okay, this is telling us that the Earth is not that huge. Okay, the source of heat and light, energy of the sun, contrary to what some imagine, is not due to burning. According to George Gamow, as stated in his book, had the sun been created entirely of anthracite and had it been set alight during the time of the first pharaoh of Egypt, it should have been totally burnt up by now, leaving behind nothing but ashes. Assume any other fuel in place of anthracite and you would be facing the same dilemma. The reality is that it is incorrect to associate the concept of burning with the sun. Its energy is obtained by means of atomic fission, and we are aware that this energy is extraordinarily intense and great. Thus, the atoms of the sun are in a state of perpetual decomposition, radiation, and transformation into energy, and according to calculations of scientists, every passing second reduces it by 4 million tons. However, its volume is so monumental that the passage of thousands of years has not affected it in the least, and apparently not the slightest change occurs in its state. However, it ought to be realized that in the long run, this very aspect would lead to its extinction. This gigantic mass would eventually become smaller and less bright until finally it would lose all its light. This being true for all the other stars as well. Thus, what has been mentioned in the above verses in connection with the dying down of sun and the annihilation of the stars is a reality which is entirely consistent with present-day knowledge. In the Quran, it mentioned these realities at a time when none knew of these issues, neither in the Arabian Peninsula or in the then scholarly circles of the world. Nobody had any information regarding any of these things, and Quran, it has informed us when it said that when the sun is covered and when the stars darken. This is in Surah Al-Takwir regarding the issue of resurrection. So with this, we hope that we have explained for you how this is compatible, this idea is compatible with our today's knowledge of Islam and of this world. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha